You're not looking on top form at the moment. You're sort of rubbing your arms there. What's going on there?
Hello, you go from one extreme to the other. Now I'm just a little bit chilly, actually. I think I saw sunshine and thought, right, let's get rid of the coats and the jumpers.
Yeah, must admit, it's a bit parky. A new survey reveals that men extend their enjoyment in bed by thinking about England footballer Emil Heskey, picturing Thomas the Tank Engine, or peeling root vegetables. Now,
hang on a moment. The one that shocks me most is peeling root vegetables.
Well, there you go. It makes your
for
eyes
many
water,
reasons.
I'm sure. I've actually got that picture of Emil Heskey.
Get in with a little cut out and stick.
Yeah, I'm going to stick it above my bed tonight, and if I get a good night's rest, as the sun is encouraging me to do, that'll be a right treat, won't it?
Have you ever peeled a vegetable in real life?
Well, thereby hangs a tale.
I don't want to know about the
no
other times.
No pun intended.
Bradford has just been voted top of a poll. It's a good one this time. It's the friendliest, most neighbourly place in the country.
So we thought we'd go along and find out everyone's favourite neighbours. So we've journeyed along to Ramsey Street.
Now we know they're in because we've seen them, but will they answer the door? This is the question. It's like the dad's
daughter. Do you want to have my skin then?
Hello!
Jonathan and Laura from The Brecky Show. How are you doing, Betty?
Very well, thank you. What are you doing at my door?
And we've got Ellie on the line. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Tell us how old you are.
Seven,
OK. And the most important question of the day is, has Father Christmas been and visited you?
Yes.
Ooh. And what did he bring you?
A sofa bed, a goldfish tank, which two fish just magically appeared.
And did you say you got a sofa bed?
Yes.
How do you think Father Christmas got into your house?
He got down the chimney.
And he got down the chimney with your sofa bed?
Yes.
That's impressive.
Did you leave anything for Rudolph?
One carrot. He only had a nibble.
Hey, 16 on The Brecky Show, BCB 106.6 FM, with her, Laura.
And him, Jonathan.
Which must mean it's time for the school shout-out.
What was Girls Aloud favourite subject at school?
No idea.
It's playing in the background.
I'd say biology.
Yeah, who was that? Who was that?
That was Tom.
Tom, thanks for joining us on the school shout-out.
That's okay, thank you for having me.
So are you in the midst of the classroom right now?
I am. I'm actually in the music store cupboard because it's the only place I can find that's quiet in the music department at the moment.
You're having to hide away from your students.
Yeah.
We've got some sports news coming up in a minute, but I've got some breaking sports news that Tiger Woods came last in a foursome yesterday in Bangkok. Time for the sports news with Rob Daly. You'll have poppadoms, won't you, on chicken kormas?
I'm afraid you are ringing up. This is not a curry house. This is Curry's Electricals.
Oh, because Bradford's the curry capital of the UK.
Yeah,
must
this
have got
is not Kerry's house. I want to say this is a what they call it, an electrical, what they call it.
Oh, it's an electrical what, Jim McCall?
Electrical department. Goodbye.
All right, thanks for your help. Hello? Hello, he's still there? I thought she was a bit brusque there.
She was a bit brusque. She got the measure of you, though. Ah, she did. It is you, and it is really starting to annoy me.
All right, well, you know, let's not fall out about it. I mean, I don't want a big argument. I mean, it's hardly one for Jeremy Kyle, is it?
So today on The Jeremy Kyle Show, this is the title, my co-presenter's passing wind all the time and it's really getting my dander up.
Blimey, Jonathan, that is a really smelly one. Now is not the time.
That's not me. Is that you?
No, it isn't me.
Jeremy? Is that
me,
you?
Join me after the break, we'll find out the truth. I'm right back.
The European Parliament are looking at banning fish and chips because of fears of battered cod disease. What's your thoughts on that?
What a load of rubbish. I think you're having me on, sunshine. Go on.
On your way.
Oh, I love her. She had
Move
you
on.
It took
She's
a woman.
Not
How
daft.
Many men did you go through?
It is a family show, Laura.
Sorry. Well, you know what I mean. Not like that, for goodness sake.